Welcome to Catalyze, the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hey there, everybody out there. Thank you so much for taking this opportunity to join me here for the Catalyze Conference for the Connected Leaders Academy. My name is Arletta Allen, and today I'm going to be talking to resilient and authentic leaders. Those of you who are out there who have gone through some things, and primarily the reason why you are who you are is because of the fact that you have gone through what you've gone through, which have also helped you to become a more effective leader. But today I want to equip you with some tools that I believe will not only help you to become a more effective leader, but also help you to become a more resilient and authentic leader. Authenticity is everything. I mean, when you talk about the sum of authenticity and what it means, it truly just means you having the ability to be yourself, being true to your own convictions, knowing who you are and why you are, and standing on that, resisting the urge to want to fall into becoming like others, simply for the fact of maybe you admire something a little bit more in them, or maybe even just wanting to be as great as what you see them as, but also in the process, disacknowledging your own personal greatness. So today I'm going to talk to you about define the odds. Now, what is define the odds? Define the odds is simply where you're able to accomplish something that was deemed or seen nearly impossible. It means you face adversity, you face challenges, you face all types of circumstances, but you did not allow those circumstances to keep you from being able to achieve whatever it is that you've set out to achieve. Now, we come from all different walks of life out there, and I totally get that. And so what I want you to know even further, is that it doesn't matter where you come from. These principles that I'm going to share with you on today will indefinitely help you to continue to build and continue to become that person that you truly desire to be, especially when you're talking about being an effective leader. I once heard a young man quote while I was in another conference, and he says, a leader without any followers is simply taking a walk. I want you to think about that. If you are considering yourself a leader and you're not in a path of understanding that leadership simply, it really means your ability to be able to help others to become even better than you. I know that can be tough, but I want you to think humbly about what I just stated. When you are a leader, it's not about people looking at you and admiring your greatness, but it's about how you can produce other great leaders that become even greater than you. And if you're okay with that, maybe, just maybe, you might be on the path already to being an effective and great leader. Some of the things I recognized about myself, especially in the speaker industry, there are so many different facets that I like to help aspiring emerging speakers with as they journey on the path. There's quite a few anchors that are needed in order for them to establish their rightful spaces in the speaker industry. But one thing I notice about all speakers, which is across the board, is that we're all human. We are all human beings just looking to do incredible things in the world. And if you are human, as I am, then you know that you're going to face off with some adversity. I like to call it life-lifing. With or without your consent, life is going to do what life does. But it is how you handle it that matters the most. It is how you handle the different adversity that you face that matters the most. And so what I will offer you today is 7 principles on how to defy the odds and become a more resilient and authentic leader. Something that I want you to understand about Arletta Allen. I'm a girl who started off very poverty stricken. I come from the humble background of Yazoo City, Mississippi. And I was born without a silver spoon in my mouth. I knew what it was like to sleep on dirt floors. I knew what it was like to live in a roach infested space, if you will. I came from very humble beginnings where my mother would take bed sheets and she would sew them together and make us clothing to wear, where holes were on the bottom of our shoes. And it kept us humble, but also I always had a desire to want to know what better looked like. And you see, the older I got, that innate feeling of wanting better, of knowing there had to be better out there, it never went away. So it seems that the more challenges that came my way and the more things that I saw, the more I wanted to stretch and reach and grab beyond what I felt was within my grasp. I like to put it this way. I was one who took a transition from poverty and prostitution to the pinnacle of prosperity. And I say that because I'm not who I once was. I have been blessed tremendously to be able to live a life that I love, where I feel like I don't work a day in my life. And it's because I have a made up mind each and every day to defy the odds. Now, these principles were developed based around my own life struggle, based around my own life happenings. You see, I'm a woman who was once a teen mom. I also was sexually exploited at the age of 15. I know all too well what it's like to be pushed around, stepped on, disacknowledged, treated as if though you have no wealth, no value, and no type of worth. And so because of that, I used to shy away from my truth, the truth of who I am. I used to not want to step into that truth. And because of that, I went on to have many, many barriers that set in place where I lacked validation. I not only did not know who I truly was, but I fell into normative conformity, wanting to become exactly what anyone else wanted me to be, just so I could have a sense of belonging. If you know anything about that space, it's a dangerous space to be in, because people change their minds about you each and every day. But the question is, will you choose you over and over and over again? If given the choice, will you always be your first choice? I learned these seven principles and ignited them so that I could become what I desired to be when I was young, when I was looking for motivation, when I was looking for inspiration, when I was looking for individuals to look up to. I found that around my household, living in dysfunctionality, living in a household where there was constant chaos, my mother and father constantly fighting, my dad so extremely abusive, and so many things, painful things, I learned the wrong idea of what love looks like. And I know that there are some of you out there, by show of hands, or just put it in the chat over there, that can identify with coming from a household that's like that, one that gave you a wrong idea about what life was to look like. I suffered through a lot of disappointment, and in that I lost me. And so for a number of years following my bout at 16 years old, being pregnant and after coming out of prostitution and those things, I went on a journey to find and seek validation in others. It wasn't healthy. And in so many other words, it caused more damage than good. And so I ignited these seven principles in my life that I believe just are not just for me. I believe these seven principles are transformative, not only for me, but for you as well. And if it's all right with you, I'd like to go ahead and share those today. The very first principle that I'm going to get into with you today is all about believing in yourself. Do me a favor and type that in the chat, believing yourself. In order for you to believe in yourself, the first thing you've got to do is have faith in your own capabilities. Know that you are special just the way that you are. And sometimes there's not going to be a cheerleading section to be able to help you to tap into your truth. There's not going to be a section of individuals that believe in you, that believe in your methods, that believe in your business, that believe in your goals, that believe in your dreams. They're not going to be there saying, keep going, keep going, keep going. You are going to have to activate that for yourself. You are going to have to learn how to believe in you and know that what it is that you want to accomplish is available to you. That there is no, you're not exempt from the success that you dream about. You're not exempt from the things that you see others maybe have. And you say, oh, I'd like to live in a big house someday. You know what? It's available to you. But do you believe it? The first thing you're going to have to do is to believe in yourself. Me, myself, being a single mom and a business owner and raising children all those years by myself, being in these reckless relationships and really losing myself, trying to people please. How many of you can identify with people pleasing? I spent so much, I would pour so much into other people's visions that I would forget that I had one of my own. And leaders, we tend to do that because we don't have confidence in who we are. We don't have confidence enough to believe in our ability and what we're able to accomplish. So believing in yourself is going to give you that extra faith, that faith that you need to be able to recognize that you have capabilities that can see your dreams through all the way to completion. The second thing you're going to want to do is to forgive yourself. Type that for me. Forgive yourself. And if you're just sitting there and maybe you're not able to type, just repeat it after me. Forgive yourself. You are worthy. You are worthy of every good thing that is coming to you. You are worthy of living a life that is free from heaviness, free from the weight of the things or choices that you made when you just didn't know better. I know that there is American poet Maya Angelou who stated, when you know better, do better. But some of us are still holding ourselves accountable for things that happened to us when we were children that we didn't even know. We had no control over it. And we're still holding ourselves accountable today. As great and resilient leaders, you've got to learn to forgive yourselves for the areas in which you felt like you fell short. I like to put it this way. Treat yourself like someone you love. As leaders, we are so quick to give others their flowers. We're so quick to acknowledge when others are doing well that we oftentimes forget that we matter too. We matter too. So learn to treat yourself with the same admonition and love that you treat others. And then this will help you to forgive yourself for the areas in which you felt like you fell short. One of the things that I tapped into when I was on my healing journey is I sought out professional help. I had to just throw my hands up and admit, look, I need somebody who knows what they're doing, somebody who is not biased, somebody who maybe doesn't know me and doesn't know my background, who would just be willing to listen and hear where it hurts and maybe help me to unpack some of these areas so that I can become better. I had to learn to forgive myself. The next and third principle that I really had to get into was changing my mindset. Changing your mindset from a negative mindset over to a positive mindset, shifting from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset is work. Somebody say work. It takes work for you to understand that your mindset controls the gist of every outcome. As you think, so you are. As you think, so you are. Understand that every day you must wake up with a mind to want to walk closer and closer to those goals, to want to see yourself obtain the thing that you know, that only you can know, is possible for you. And we live in a generation today where everyone wants everything quick. Trust me when I say the shifting of a mindset is a decision that you're going to have to make daily. Because I wake up sometimes with a funky attitude. I'm talking about stank attitude. Don't nobody need to be around Arletta. Yeah, me. The sweet, special Arletta. Yeah, I wake up sometimes with a really, really bogus attitude and I have to check myself in. I have to check myself in. This is not who you are. You are a woman who exudes positivity and optimism. Who is she? Sometimes you got to take that time and know who you are and quickly shift. And it's a skill set that can be learned. You can learn to change and shift your mindset from where you are to where you desire to be. The next and fourth principle that I'm going to get in today is your confidence level. Somebody say confidence levels. Your confidence matters. How you show up in a room matters. People can feel your energy. People know if you are naturally a nice person or you're a person pretending to be nice. And trust me when I say I have met a million and one of those in my lifetime, especially being a professional motivational speaker. Being out there in the circuit, you will meet some people who are great at pretending. I don't want that for you, so I'm going to help you on that. Being confident is to recognize the positive qualities that already exist in yourself. Giving acknowledgement to the fact that I am a kind person. I am a warm person. And pulling them shoulders back and walking like you know it. Don't allow for circumstances to define who you are. Be more confident. If you are an expert in your field, then walk like an expert. Talk like an expert. Do the investment in yourself to get the necessary skill set that you need to 100% own who you are. Being confident means that you are going to have to increase your positive self-talk from day to day. You're going to have to get in what does it mean for you to talk more positive to you, affirm you. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you who you are. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you how amazing you are. You get up every day and you wake up with the intention to let you know, girl, bro, you are a bad mama. Shut your mouth. Okay. And when you understand your confidence in what you carry, can nobody shake that? But what have you been saying to yourself? What have you been relying on in here and in here? And what do you believe about you? Because at the end of it all, the only thing that matters is how you perceive yourself. You can ruin some good business deals and some great opportunities not being confident in what you offer. I'll circle back to that at another time, but I'm telling you, we really need to get into that. The fifth principle that I'm going to bring to you today is letting go of the past. My. Now, I could sit on that one for a long time, but I ain't got that much time, so we're not going to go too far into it. But I need you to understand that in order for you to move forward, you've got to let go of the thing that's holding you back. I do what's called a heal framework. I like for you to be honest about the thing that has injured you. I need you to get in empowering rooms that are going to uplift you and strengthen you. I need you to move to action. Start doing something about how you see yourself, about your healing process, showing up for you. And then once you do that, I need you to let go, because you can't be in tug of war of life. Either you're going to hold on to the past or you're going to reach for your future, but you can't do them both. So which one is it going to be? You've got to let go and sometimes release emotional baggage. Let go of some of these toxic relationships you found yourself in that have been lying to you about who you truly are. Let go. And I like to say, let God have his way, because there's a special gifting on the inside of each one of us. And you are worthy. You're worthy to be treated in a way that is respectful and that is loving. And if you're not receiving it there, let it go and wait for what is for you. The sixth principle is learning how to celebrate yourself. How many of y'all struggle out there with celebrating you? Because you're quick to celebrate someone else. Your friend is winning in business and you're like, hey, girl, I see you. Oh, my God. Oh, I see you out there killing it and you're doing this and that. But when it comes to you, you don't know how to celebrate yourself. Now, listen, I have to be honest with you. I don't struggle in that space. I do not struggle with celebrate me. I know what makes our letter happy. I like to visit Coco Chanel. I like to take luxurious bubble baths. I like to take stayed vacations. I like to just up and get up and just go somewhere spontaneously, because that's how I celebrate myself. Arletta, you've been doing good, girl. You deserve this moment for you. You deserve these moments. And I want you to understand that you deserve the fullness of life. Don't hold back from celebrating yourself. Just as you celebrate others, you've got to learn how to celebrate yourself. But one key I'm going to tell you, in order for you to celebrate yourself, you got to know who you are. You have to know what makes you kind of chime and beep. You got to know what moves you and what doesn't. You have to take the moment and reclaim your authentic self, because some of us have been through situations where we done got lost in our situation and we don't even really know who we are anymore. And so I want to challenge you to truly, truly, please Take credit for your accomplishments and the things that you do by celebrating yourself. Practice gratitude daily and love on yourself daily. And you can do that in action. You can do that in silence. You can do that in reflection. And the last and final principle that I'm going to leave into you. Someone say final principle. Yes, number 7. We have step into your purpose. I'm going to sit on that one for a second. Stepping into your purpose. You have to know how to define your purpose. You have to pursue your purpose with passion. Stop pursuing other people's ventures and find out what it is that you are great at. Find out what it is that you are wonderful at and go after it with everything in it. Be consistent and focus forward. Don't worry about what you left behind because it doesn't no longer serve you. That's why it's back there and not in front of you. Everything that you need is sitting out in front of you. Step into your purpose. Go after your passion with everything that's in you. And I promise you, you won't fail because you won't let you down. Be willing to know that on the journey, you're going to run into some discomfort. It's going to be uncomfortable at times, but that's okay. It's okay for you to be uncomfortable. It's okay for you to understand that in order for me to get where I got to go, sometimes I'm going to have to go through barriers. Sometimes I'm going to have to go through some obstacles. But I want you to know that it is possible. It is possible for you to achieve. It is possible for you to be able to experience the joy of what it takes to be able to ignite these 7 principles into your life. They're very easy. And I'm going to repeat them for you for those who may have been taking notes and writing them down. Ignite these principles today and you will be a more authentic, a more resilient leader. And remember, resiliency is not about you being able to only bounce back from the adversity and the things that you have come against, that have come against you and that you haven't overcome in your life. It's about your ability to be able to not only bounce back, but to bounce forward. So what does the next step look like? So after I bounce back from what has tried to take me out, what comes next is going to be the greatest factor. So you're going to have to believe in yourself, forgive yourself, change your mindset. You're going to have to be more confident. You're going to have to let go of your past. You're going to have to learn to celebrate yourself after you do that. And then finally, you're going to have to step into your purpose. And that, my friends, is how you're going to defy the odds and become more resilient and authentic leaders. I really, really enjoyed myself out there. I hope you've taken away so much with this time that we've had together. My name is Arletta Allen, and I cannot wait to hear from each and every one.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session of Catalyze. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.